Greetings, this is James Dillon. I'm your host for the As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. And we've got a great show tonight. I've got a few housekeeping things to take care of before we start. We have our up-and-coming conference here, and it's going to be amazing, the lineup. I just want to give you a taste of the lineup we have. We have Mary Rodwell, Michaela Sheldon, Ethan Fox, who's going to be our guest tonight, Joan Ocean, Jordan Sather, Teresa Yarnos, Peter Maxwell Slattery, who's coming all the way from Australia, along with his wife, Solrita Antarian. And she does communication, like all kinds of things. They've got the best contact going on the planet. They have photographs of beings appearing in their living room, Pleiadians. You know, they've got ships. And for those that need the nuts and bolts, they've got the nuts and bolts ships as well. So they cover the whole gamut. They're going to be here showing their footage and bring the Australian flavor here. We've got Deborah Peach, Jason Gleaves, who's analyzed a lot of this footage, and he'll give you his information on analyzing a lot of the footage and the photo series that he. We've got Neil and Solgar. They do some amazing sound technologies and workshops with just tons of bowls and all kinds of instruments, and that's going to be fun. My brother Jay Gillen's going to be with us as well, Elizabeth Diane, and she's going to be talking about, you know, building all kinds of Earth ships and things of it, to, you know, taking care of the planet. We've got John Vivanco, who's remote viewer extraordinaire, and we did some amazing remote viewing here, and it was a mind blower as to what's happening on the ranch and in the mountain, so we'll cover that as well. And we've got Clifford Mahudi. We just signed him on. And he's going to be the ceremonial opening and bring that beautiful Native American spirit, you know, into the ranch. And quite a lineup. And there's going to be people here that I can't even mention that they don't want to go public. So there's going to be some amazing people coming to this ranch. So I would definitely put that on your agenda. It's not too late to sign up. Go to esetievents.com. And all the information is there. And be certain, if you haven't signed up yet, the menu's on there. So if you need to sign up for the food, be sure and sign up, because everything's on the site now. Everything's up and running. It's been a little bit of a nightmare, but we've got everything back together again, and everything's up and running. And I'm sure it's going to go really smoothly. There's always distractors, you know, with all these things. But and speaking of that, the planet right now, almost all the planets are in retrograde. They're on the other side of the sun, and they're all stacking up. So, you know, between that and the sun flares and everything else going on, people are kind of losing it, if you haven't figured that out yet. But, you know, just turn on CNN and watch them go ballistic. They watch them lose it, you know. So, you know how you shut them up? You say, do you have a solution? And all they do is character assassination and rant and rave. And you go, yeah, but do you have a solution? What's your solution? And they don't know what to do with that. They just go blank. You know, it's amazing. So I'm all about solutions. You know, let's come up with some solutions. We don't have to agree on everything, but, you know, let's just stop the name calling and the character assassination and come up with some solutions. You know, that'd be great. And speaking of solutions, we've got Ethan Fox on the show, and he comes up with all kinds of solutions. He's working on all kinds of projects. He's a spiritual teacher and founder of the Flower of Life Center for Human Evolution and the Awake and Empowered Expo. And he's always had that feeling. He's had the gift with energy from an early age, and through his adult years in the business and financial world, he had an intense knowing that he could help. And I can go on and on with his bio. He's been a regular on the show. We've had him here before, but I really want to get into the meat of what's happening. So without any further ado, Ethan, are you with us?
Hey, James. Good to be with you again. It's been a little while.
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And congratulations on the next expo. I know what a big undertaking those things are.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know it's really interesting. It's not just putting on these expos, as you've done the same thing with your expos, you have all the personal problems, you know, the egos and all the other stuff everybody's processing, and you get all these other energies coming in, unseen energies, to kind of distract and disrupt when you're doing this, and it's really challenging. But it seems right now more than ever, with all these planetary alignments and all the energy coming in, and we're definitely going through a massive cycle right now. I don't know if you're, I'm not in the business world at all, so, but I'm wondering what's happening in your neck of the woods. Does it seem like everybody's kind of losing it and going a little crazy right now?
A lot of people are coming a little unglued. I mean, we do have, not everything's retrograde, but we do have, you know, some significant things retrograde. Mars is retrograde, and Jupiter is actually about to go direct, which I often see that as a positive, but while Mars is retrograde, people can be a little bit unglued, and their vitality levels can be lower. They can feel a little bit more lethargic and lazy during that time. And, you know, from the business standpoint, I think a lot of the markets are going through sort of unstable periods. And I mean, because the markets really are the stock and futures and cryptocurrency markets and so on are basically based on emotions. So you can generally tell how people feel by looking at where those are going. So there's certainly a lot of that going on. But, and then Venus goes retrograde later this year. But you know, I think as a whole, we're heading into a very positive long-term future. But yeah, in the short term, we're kind of in that sort of tentative place.
Yeah, you know, it has to come up. I always tell people there's nothing wrong with chaos. You know, chaos sometimes is necessary. And it's part of the healing process. And when all these things are coming up, just, you know, thank God that they're finally surfacing and they're being dealt with and we're going through a healing, and it's part of the healing process. You know, I love what Michal Ledwith used to come up to people and said, "How are you doing? Is everything going well?" And everybody goes, "Oh yeah, everything's going great." And you go, "I'm sorry." And he'd walk away, you know, and they never understood what he meant by that. But he was saying, if you don't have a little chaos in your life, you're not evolving. And you're not moving, you know, to the next level. So, you know, it's part of the process, and we have to learn to embrace it.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever seen, but I use this as an example a lot of times. There's a video on YouTube where Greg Braden does shows a little experiment that was done with sound and how sound affects sand. And you know, how you use different frequencies, and they produce different mandalas in the sand. And there is this sort of in-between place where you go from one frequency to a higher frequency, where there's a split second in between that shift between frequencies where the sand becomes totally chaotic. And I sort of see these times like that as, you know, we're going through this period of turbulence, but it's just a sign of elevation to a higher, more complex consciousness that we're moving toward. And I think over the next 25 years or so, 25, 30 years, we're going, you know, like Pluto goes into Aquarius in the early 2020s, and it's going to stay there till mid-2040s, which I really see as the age of Aquarius is really going to be, you know, accelerating during that time. So we're just at that place right now where we're on the edge of that big shift starting to happen. And I see a lot of very positive things happening in the world, although... yeah, if you pay attention to mainstream media, you're not going to notice those things. You have to, you know, you have to sort of be a different kind of a vibrational person to be able to notice the amazing things that are happening in the world that are really moving us toward a much more positive world. And that's really where I spend most of my focus and energy these days, is to build those things to move us toward a better world and to create those kind of opportunities for people.
Yeah. Now, what are some of the projects you're working on now? I know you're working with a lot of up and coming people that are, you know, helping to get the message out, and you've got other events and things. So what's your latest projects?
I've been doing a lot since I saw you last. I've been very busy. One of the things, well, everything we have is kind of an interesting symbiosis of projects. Everything sort of, you know, supports everything else. So it's really worked out nicely. But we have the expo, another expo coming up this September, of course, and we have a lot of interesting speakers there. And it's a much higher vibrational event than we've done in the past. We're sort of moving toward, although we have some extraterrestrial components to it, we're more focusing on kind of like creating a vibrational experience as opposed to so much talking about these subjects. But but I have a lot of people who I work with as light workers who I help them to train them and to develop their talents. And then I build a professional brand and put them out into the world. So there are several of them who are just coming out, and I'm sure some of them you might even be good for you or your show. And they're some of them are going to be making their debut at the expo this year. So we have that going on. So it's a little different because I haven't ever done that before, where we've had so many of them coming out of that training period and coming out into the world for the first time. So we have that, and so we have people there who are using different kinds of light and sound and things like that to elevate consciousness. And then one of the other interesting projects which we've been working on is, well, we've had our Conscious Youth program for years, where we have a program for, you know, gifted kids or kids who want to develop their spiritual gifts and consciousness. And it's been primarily a local thing until a few years ago, and then we took it to a sort of an online webcast. So now we have a couple of webcasts per month where kids all over the world join, and we bring in a teacher like Michaela, for example, or me, and the kids can learn some new modality or healing practice and get to know and meet other kids like them around the world. So that's going on, but we are, for the first time, we're actually doing our first sort of weekend retreat for kids this coming up in August, and we're calling it Weekend in Wizardry, and we're bringing together teachers to teach channeling and crystals and aura reading and telekinesis and numerology and doing dance meditation and pet communication, all things like that. So it's going to be on this sort of farm location with a petting zoo and whatnot. So I mean, our long-term vision there is we're planning on launching a year-round K-12 for schools. That's a lot more advanced, more like, you know, the kids that are coming into the world today, to support them on their journey. And so that's a next step in that process that we're working on right now. So that's an exciting project as well, and that's going to lead to a lot of other offshoots in the next couple of years also. So it's a little bit of, you know, and I'm starting to travel and do events, but that's our main projects right now are those, are primarily those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's real important to give the children a place. I mean, we've been working on that. We just had a young master's workshop here and with Mary Rodwell, and she's doing another intensive. They're just finishing up on that while she's here. She'll be a speaker at the conference as well. And I'm glad Michaela's joined us too. That's going to be fun. See the stuff going on here. You know, that's going to be. She's going to be like a kid in a candy store.
Yes, yeah. She's been wanting to go there for years, and she's been talking about it. So I mean, never as a speaker back then, but but yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, having Michaela in an environment like that is very interesting because she senses and sees and hears everything. So, so it just sort of opens up a whole dimension of reality that you don't otherwise. I mean, I myself, I don't have those kinds of superpowers. So, you know, I don't feel other people's energy. I don't, you know, I don't hear voices or anything. My gifts don't lie in that area. So when you have somebody like that around you, you just see, you know, like just an aspect of reality that isn't ordinarily revealed to you. So that should be very interesting having her there and seeing what sort of things she channels in that environment.
Yeah, it is interesting. Every time we bring somebody here for their first time, they fall in love with the place and they just want to move in. But it's like John Vivanco, he had a blast here, him and his wife, and they just love the place. And they're like family instantly as soon as they came on the property. But it's nice to have things validated. You know, we've been up here for 30-something years watching all this activity and having contact and experiences. But it's nice to get other people to come up and have their own experience. And then, you know, that, you know, when you're dealing with these other dimensional worlds, validation never gets old, you know.
Of course, yeah.
You know, it's hard to shift from one world, you know, to the other and then make it real. But Yeah, there's so much going on the planet right now. The these other projects, I know the kids, we've been really working on kids and actually give the women a voice, you know, give the women a, you know, the stage, basically, because I've noticed, especially in a lot of these venues, especially the in the UFO community, that the women are just been censored out of it. And unless you're acting like a man and doing nuts and bolts, they're not going to have you. And what's sad is that the female energy is more sensitive. It's more open to spirit. And this is a multidimensional experience. You know, it's beyond the nuts and bolts. And so we try to really support that, you know, and bring the more spiritual side. You know, I know some venues actually will shut you down if you start talking about the spiritual side of it, which is interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I find that at our conference and at most of our events that we do, we have mostly women in the audience. And from mm-hmm. my experience, it's the women are awakening a lot faster than the men. Not that there aren't men out there who are, but
oh, yeah.
But as a whole, our audience is usually 75% women, no matter what we do. So, and I'm finding that it's, at least in the work that I'm doing with light workers, it's mostly the women who are coming forward and wanting to step out into that path and really make a difference in the world. So it is, you know, expanding and growing very quickly. And I'm also finding a lot of, you know, I think when we are part of these sorts of conversations, and especially people who watch too much CNN or those kinds of things, it seems like the world is heading on the wrong path. And sure, some percentage of the world might be. But what I'm finding is that people from all different backgrounds are having amazing awakening experiences. In the past year, the majority of people I've worked very closely with are people who are, you know, doctors and nurses and hedge fund managers and geneticists and things like that, that you wouldn't, you know, ordinarily you wouldn't think that people who are in those higher level positions or professional positions would be open to these things, but it's happening to everybody. We even had last expo, we had a Hollywood movie producer, a very well known one, who had an awakening experience and dropped everything, came to the expo. So it's, you know, it's happening everywhere. So I think, you know, I can see the signs of us heading toward a much more positive, peaceful, and community-based future, which Pluto in Aquarius is really more of a community-oriented society. And you can even see that with the increase in different kinds of services like sharing economy things like Airbnb, and even though those are still centralized as a corporation, we're moving in a direction where people are going to be the primary supporters of society versus centralized systems like governments and corporations. And we're just at the very early stages of that. And I think the move toward cryptocurrencies and things of that nature are another step forward in that direction. Right now, I mean, Uranus is in Taurus for the first time since the 1930s. So as of last month. And that's very significant because, well, last time it went into that sign was 1934 when the SEC was established. So we started a whole type of economic structure back then. And now it just entered Taurus again. And but with this time, it's interesting because Pluto's also going into Aquarius in the next decade. So I think what we're going to see is, you know, a lot of the things we've been talking about for a long time about a whole new economic system, it's going to be coming about in these next several years while it's in the sign of Taurus. And you can see that not only, I mean, on the mainstream level, you can see that through, for example, the prevalence of Bitcoin over the last several years, and it's becoming something very dominant means of exchange. And there are so many other decentralized corp companies that are coming out that are trying to structure themselves so that there's nobody who leads the company, but basically the people direct the future of the organization or entity. So this is the early signs, I think, of a decentralized, people-centered society. So it's happening on the mainstream level as much it is on our level, where we're more working in the fringes of the movement and moving that forward. But even the mainstream is starting to see signs of this transition to a more peaceful, enlightened future. So I'm very encouraged by all of that. And, you know, we're trying to play our part in supporting that and bringing that to life, just like you are in your own way as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know there's a lot of talk about there and people on the inside, you know, and I've always said, I don't see this happening. They talk about the reevaluation and the new currency and all these things happening. And I kept telling people, I really don't see this happening until the roundup, you know, until they clean house. And I can't see, you know, putting billions and trillions of dollars into the hands of people that would misuse it. And, you know, there's probably karma around that, you know, unless you're going to seize all their assets and you've already got that program going. But everybody keeps talking about these, it's going to happen tomorrow. It's going to happen tomorrow. That we've been hearing that for years. I mean, right. Back late 70s were some of these things like Nasara. But I do feel it's right around the corner. Something really big is getting ready to happen. I know that the new currency has already been printed. It's ready to go. They just have to flip the switch and it's going to be gold backed. And there's all these things that are set up and ready to go. They just haven't flipped the switch on it yet. But I'm curious what you've heard, you know, through your network.
Well, you know, I don't know how much you know about how I do the work I do, but I'm sort of, you know, in my former life, when I say former life, I mean prior to this period of my journey, I was a business guy until about 8 years ago, and I was primarily focused in the business financial world and worked in the marketing field and things like that. So my background is very grounded and very three-dimensional. So I didn't believe in any of this stuff. In fact, you know, when I first met you and had you on my show a few years ago, I wasn't even sure I believed in extraterrestrials. So, I mean, I was kind of on the fence, you know. But since then, I've met so many amazing people and so many interesting things that have happened that there's no question. And now I'm part of that movement. But I still have my sort of grounded approach to things. So I'm sort of a practical guy. I want to actually see tangible things. So while I still pay attention to all of these other kind of movements out there, I'm more focused on trying to create something practical, tangible now. And yeah. So, you know, so what I see that's actually happening anyway, is, as I said earlier, even though, yes, I do think, though, while Uranus is in Taurus, which it is now, until I think about 2026 or so, if we have any kind of a major financial reset, it's going to happen in this period of time, because that's what that planet in that sign represents. So it represents a freedom in the economic system and a change. And you can already see this happening. So because major banks like, for example, Deutsche Bank and Wells Fargo, they're all on the verge of collapse. They're just teetering over the edge right now. So Deutsche Bank, I think it was, just laid off 10,000 employees or something insane like that. So these big banks are on the verge of collapse. And so you're starting to see the signs of this transition occurring. Now, of course, they're probably going to get bailed out, like mm-hmm. usual, but still, that's what happens when this planet goes into Taurus, is it starts to destabilize the existing economic structure in order to bring about something new and better. So we are going to see that. So what you're, you know, what we've been talking about for years, where all this money is released to wealth is released to the people, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen in this window of time. Now, that overlaps with Pluto going into Aquarius, which is a freer, more people-centered society. Now, again, I'm a former business guy, so I look at things from that perspective. What I see is Well, you know, a lot of the socially based businesses, like I was saying earlier, are starting to become more and more prevalent, like Airbnb and Lyft and Turo and, you know, all those kind of things where I just, you know, the other day I had a laptop fixed and I didn't even realize they had a service for that where you just go online and sign up and some guy comes to your house, picks your laptop up, fix it, brings it back the next day. So it's, I've never had such an easy experience doing that. And it wasn't a company. It was just some individual who does that for himself. And this is what we're starting to see is our whole economic structure is moving more toward a people-centered system as opposed to you hiring a tech guy who works for some big company and they fix it. So so I see that. That's like an undercurrent of what is happening economically is the economy is moving more toward people, individuals, as opposed to centralized entities. So there's that. Now, and that's a sign of Aquarius. And Aquarius is a society that is structured by the people, not... Now, right now, Pluto is in Capricorn. It has been for the past decade. And in, when it's in Capricorn, governments and centralized entities come into power. So this is why we've had more restrictions on society and the people in this past decade. But as we go into the next decade, we're going to see all of those limitations lifted and people will have more freedom in their lives.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
I don't know how much you follow the cryptocurrency movement or the move toward Bitcoin, but Bitcoin is actually, I think, probably going to be that international currency. Now, Bitcoin, there's some speculation as to whether or not it was created by artificial intelligence or whatever. Yeah. I'm not really sure. But the point is, it has no leader. It has no government. There is no Federal Reserve Bank that is controlling it. It is completely based on the network and controlled by the people. So so I think if we have an international, like one international currency, it'll probably be that. But I personally think that it's going to be more like we'll have a whole lot of international currencies that are not centralized. And right now there are some thousand or so cryptocurrencies, and but it's still very early in the adoption stage of that. But you're starting to see where even some governments are starting to release their own cryptocurrencies and going away from their, you know, their own printed currency. But so in my opinion, I think that the next currency, now there are even some cryptocurrencies that are gold-backed, so there could very well be that too. But see, I sort of see it as like the beginning of the internet. We're sort of at where the when we first started getting computers in our homes, where the world was at that time, we are at the beginnings of a world like that, that in 20, 30 years is going to change to such a huge degree because of this whole new innovation of decentralization and crypto assets and things like that. So if you can imagine how big that would be, it's going to be huge. And it's going to affect every fabric of our society, how we do everything. You know, anytime, and I think a lot of people don't pay attention. I've always paid attention to cycles. So one thing I've always noticed is whenever there is suffering or a problem in the world or even in our individual lives, at the same time, it's polar opposite. The duality always exists. So if you have suffering in one area, the solution is also present simultaneously if you just look for it. And not by coincidence, Bitcoin was born in 2019 when the whole bank bailout and Wall Street situation was going on. So it was sort of like the universe's response to to a centralized banking system that's taking advantage of the people. And in the same way, we also had a lot of privacy issues in the last 10 years, 15 years or so, where the government is spying on people more. And that also started changing around that time. And where we're going in the future with a lot of the decentralized technologies is they're not going to be able to watch everybody because everything is becoming more decentralized and untrackable. So you know, I think it's a very exciting future. And personally, I think there are going to be a lot of people who in this next decade will go from rags to riches, who will go from poor to multimillionaires or billionaires because of this transition that's taking place. And those who are aware of those things and paying attention to them will be able to turn their whole financial situation around. I'm not sure, and I don't see anything that I can say for sure is where we're going to have a major reset where suddenly billions or trillions are going to be released to people from those who control it now. That may or may not happen. If it does happen, it'll happen between now and 2026. But if it does happen, then it could be during then. But I'm more, you know, as I said, I'm a practical guy. I more think it's going to come about as a result of this move toward decentralization and an economic system that's based toward the people and cryptocurrencies and things like that. So I do see a very, very bright future. And the other cool thing about decentralization is the people who control the world now, they're going to have a harder time doing that in a decentralized world. And eventually they just won't be able to do it. And I think eventually we will move to decentralized governments because there's really no need for us to have governments controlling things in a decentralized society because you don't need to vote for anybody. Everybody as a global community can decide what to do without having people in authority making decisions on our behalf. So I think this is the world we're moving into between now and the mid-2040s when Pluto leaves Aquarius. So I think it's a very bright future.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen a little quicker. But just from my, because I think we're getting a lot of help. But what's really interesting, the decentralization thing, I know that the power, you know, the deep state with Illuminati, whatever you want to call these guys, they're really losing control. They're losing power. And the more they lose power, the less they can siphon everything off, you know, the wealth in their direction. And that's going to make that available to the people, you know, to the common people. And the more that happens, the more of that freedom is going to come with that, with the decentralization. So, you know, people will be able to keep more of their assets, to be able to pay more for whatever they do. They're going to have much more creative time, you know, to create other avenues. I think we're going to go through a big shift, you know, a huge shift, an energetic shift here real soon. But a lot of it depends around the fall of the old system, the old program, which does totally, you know, it enslaves humanity through dependency, through all kinds of things, you know. And, you know, you look at these CAFR accounts and all these other things that are siphoned off, and you realize there's billions of dollars there that are available, that are siphoned off, you know, that are available to take care of, you know, human needs on a base level. So I think when all that gets exposed and freed up and starts going back to the people, along with these other funds, which I've experienced, and you know, I can't talk too much about this, but I do have contacts on very high levels that I have been speaking with, and that do control the gold and are getting ready to do this mass release. But my concern is that they're, and it's their concern too, is that, you know, they want people that are actually doing something out there, that are actually have a track record of helping humanity, and they're already working on projects, and they want the funds to go from the bottom up, you know, not from the top down. And they're working ways of doing this. But I'm just saying that they're, the people that are really self-serving are getting weeded out, and the corruption is getting weeded out, and all that siphoning is getting, that has to be done first, and then these funds will be released. But when, as this happens, and it's already set up to happen anyway, the these new technologies, I mean, people can't even comprehend what would happen if we had a replicator. And we already do. That technology is here on the planet already. You know, when you have a replicator, there goes, you know, most of your expenses. You got fuelless energy technology, there goes another big chunk out of your paycheck, you know. And you can go on and on with this. And we could eventually move into a cashless society like most higher civilizations do. They don't have cash. They want for nothing because they have all those technologies available to them. But I think all these technologies are going to be coming out. The decentralization process is well underway. And eventually we are going to be moving in that direction where it's just exponentially going to take off. And we are going to advance and, you know, start becoming kinder to each other and the planet and stop this total uneven dispersal of wealth and the power and control games.
Yeah, I think it has to go hand in hand. We can't, you know, a lot of people talk about living in a fifth dimensional world. And, well, I think a fifth dimensional world, first of all, is a world where we're living 100% heart-centered and everybody's telepathic and there's no sense of time or even lifespan, because, well, if there's no time, well, you live until you don't want to live or there's no more purpose in it and you move on. So it's, but that's a very different reality than we're living now. We still perceive time and yesterday and tomorrow. And if everybody was telepathic today, it would be a little bit of an insane world because there's not, you know, yeah. People's consciousness is not at a place right now where it would be a good thing if we were all telepathic. And we have to first move to, or rather, it's all going to move in unison together where we become more and more heart-centered. And as we become more and more heart-centered, we're going to start seeing more telepathic abilities and at the same time, more of a sense of timelessness, and lifespans will increase again. And all of those things will kind of come together, and we won't have illness anymore. We won't need money. That's a fifth dimensional reality. That's a fifth dimensional world. And I think we're going to make progress toward that in this future. But I don't think we're going to wake up there tomorrow just yet. That reality coexists with us anyway, because everything is timeless, right? But our perception of it, I think will be different for each person. Now, what I do see, though, is you see like little pieces of it happening everywhere. Like I see so many people awakening and, you know, just like regular people waking up and walking away from their successful mainstream careers and moving toward a very spiritually based life and, you know, realizing they have spiritual gifts and contributing to the world as a healer or in some way that is not at all three-dimensional. So, So we're seeing, like, you know, I'm seeing all these like little pieces of, or little signs of a move toward a more enlightened world. I do think, you know, and a lot of children being born these days, they're highly telepathic. I know a lot of parents who have telepathic children who, you know, they say it's very hard to be around them because they have to really be cautious of their thoughts because their children are so telepathic. Yeah. But you know, that's what we're seeing is like we're seeing these little pockets of change in a positive direction and that show us that we are headed in the right direction. And I think eventually that's going to build a critical mass.
I agree. You know, you have to master judgment and loving detachment before you get the telepathic abilities because it'll drive you crazy. And, you know, you can't take it personal. You know, I always tell people, you know, my favorite line is, thank you for establishing your character and your ignorance. Have a nice day. and I just walk off. But and I learned to laugh about it, you know. But, you know, I was that way once, you know, and I had all those programs. I went through all kinds of phases. I was a redneck at one time and all, you know, all these other things. And so, you know, I was totally entrapped in the material world, you know, for, you know, I had my own commercial real estate office, you know, for a while. People don't know that's a whole nother lifetime, but, you know, the drowning took care of that. But, yeah. But, you know, it's like I understand that world, but what I see right now is the earth is chosen. She's chosen to ascend and go to the next level. The draconian grid we've been under for so long is collapsing. And that's that, you know, self-centered feed off everybody else sense of entitlement program. You know, that's coming to an end. That's collapsing. And you have to become frequency specific if you're going to continue here. And I see some people are just making huge advances in consciousness and changes, and they're becoming really nice, kind people, you know. And then I've seen other people are not doing so well when all their stuff comes up, and they go into projection and blame program, and they don't even realize it's their stuff. It's like, you know, you stop and you ask them, like, you know, this is just a story, you know. Who would you be without? What if you just let go of this story and shifted back into service, all your problems go away? And I like what some of the masters I studied with, they said that the only reason we have personal problems is because we think we're a person, you know? So if we can shift out of that consciousness, you know, and shift out of the wounded little kid, which we never dealt with, or whatever else came along, and just, you know, get back into our heart center and into service mode, all these things seem to fall away. But I know that's a transition. It's not going to happen overnight. And we've been under this draconian grid. And it's sad because, you know, like you'll see in the news, the CNN and all these things, what's going on there. It's sad. I see these people that are so brainwashed. You know, you ask these people, as I said before, you ask them, do you have a solution? And they don't. They don't have any solution. They just want to character assassinate and rant and rave. And then also, too, I go, where do you get this information from? And they go, what do you mean? You know, and I said, well, do you have any firsthand knowledge of this? Do you have any personal experience around this? And they go, no. And I said, well, then it's hearsay. It's just some talking head. You know, I said, do you ever think about doing your own research and forget about the, you know, the talking heads? You know, it's so hard to break out of that because it's been years and years of mind control and conditioning, and it's usually opposites. They've been taught opposites, and the opposite of what's really going on is their story, and that story's been given to them. It's not even their story. It's a story that's been pushed on them. But I see that starting to come down. That's all becoming unraveled.
Yeah, definitely. And as you said, whether we like it or not, the Earth's consciousness is moving forward. And,
yeah,
you know, some people are in alignment with that and moving forward more gracefully and more peacefully. And that's why I started doing what I started doing, because I've been studying astrology for about 25, 26 years now. And so when I started this life direction about 7 or 8 years ago, I did it because I knew that the world, well, first of all, I didn't do it on purpose. My life, my former life just kind of imploded. And in order to prepare me for this journey, which I wasn't really interested in at the time, but then eventually when I started doing this work, I started doing the consciousness work that I do because I could see that we were going to go through this period of some difficult transition, and to help individuals to transition it without so much suffering and hardship and so on. Mm-hmm. But because as a whole, the earth is moving forward whether we like it or not. So we're either going to go forward gracefully and more heart-centered, or we're going to suffer and struggle through it and still going to have to come out the other end either way. So might as well take the easier path and transition, because it's happening now. And one of the interesting things, you know, because I work very closely with people like Michaela and others who are a lot of channels and healers around me these days. It's interesting because Michaela is actually a really exceptional channel, and I've, you know, interviewed a lot of them, and I know a lot of channels in the world, and she's just remarkably accurate. And she always, you know, one thing that's very consistent about her message is that, as you're saying, that this lower vibrational consciousness that's been, and she often refers to it as a reptilian consciousness, is losing their control. And we're just sort of, you know, moving into this world where that's no longer going to be a factor. And it has been for us for millennia. And so the future is a very different future than we've ever had. And it's, you know, interesting time to be alive, to be on the verge of that. And I personally think that a lot of us, even who are, although typically lifespans don't, you know, on average don't exceed 100 these days, I think many people alive today, because of this transition and the move toward a fifth dimensional life here on Earth, I think a lot of our lifespans will extend too. So many people, I think, who are alive today will still be around to see that world that transitions into a more and more positive and heart-centered future. So I think, you know, it's an exciting time to be alive, even though it's that sort of in between two vibrations where there's chaos. But I also think there's great opportunity and huge positive things happening in the world at the same time.
Yeah, we definitely have to learn to be observers, you know, and not get caught up in all the dramas and get caught up in other people's dramas too as well. It's like, it seems like dramas feed each other and attract each other, and we just need to pull back, you know, and pull back into the heart and think about what's really important to get through these times. I know we've been under this draconian grid ever since Marduk and made a pact with the reptilians and these other beings, and we're finally breaking out of it. And a lot of people have a misunderstanding about the Anunnaki. They're not all negative. There's fallen Anunnaki, but the benevolent ones are actually returning, you know, to right a wrong and help us in this process. And so you've got the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, the Andromedans, the Sirians, the benevolent Anunnaki. All these guys are coming in right now as part of this shift, and the Earth is going as well. But it's like the Source itself and all the legions of Source are coming together right now, you know, for this birthing process. So I think it's going to get really interesting. We've got a lot of backup. We've got a lot of help, but, you know, we have to do our part, you know, here on the planet. And it's all about personal responsibility and, you know, owning our stuff as we go through it, and then ask for help. These beings are waiting to help release the path and help us to heal and move forward. And I know a lot of them have these technologies they want to give to us, but they're waiting for us to become a little more responsible before they come in. But, you know, as you said, we have these healing technologies. We have, I've seen some of them. I've seen amazing technologies. And that's one of my goals, is to create a sanctuary or retreat center where you live a very spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature, but also bring in these clean technologies and healing technologies, you know, create a template for other people to see, you know, this is how we can live, you know, if we get our act together.
Yeah. And Michaela, yeah, she channels quite often the Anunnaki, actually, and the what she channels, there's a collective of benevolent Anunnaki who are here for our growth and to support us. So that, you know, she would confirm what you're saying about there being all different kinds. And even there's somebody who one of the people in my lightworker program who we just are starting to introduce out into the world. She's a former geneticist, and she's working with a collective of mantis beings who are characteristically not very benevolent, but hers, she's working with a small group of them who are primarily here for the ascension of the planet and to assist the planet as a whole to ascend to a higher vibration. And so in the process, they work with her to help people to ascend with the planet. So, yeah. So we're starting to see a lot of those, various collectives of a higher vibration stepping forward. I don't think we can really judge any particular race as positive or negative, because just like with human beings, there are some that are benevolent and some that are malevolent. So I think it's turning out to me, you know, this is the, and I'm a guy who didn't really believe in extraterrestrials prior to when I met you a few years ago. So, you know, the last thing I would have thought I'd be doing right now is having a conversation about extraterrestrials and actually thinking I know what I'm talking about.
So. Yeah, I mean, that was the last thing I thought I'd be doing, too. I had no idea. Although I did study with a Lama once, and he told me, God, 30 years ago, he told me that I'd be doing this, and I'd be helping usher in some new technologies and things like that. And I started laughing. You know, he told me I'd be teaching teachers, and I thought that was hilarious. You know, so, and now that's where I'm at. But, you know, quite interesting how all this unfolded. But, you know, I think we all have, you know, greatness in us. We all have these past lives where we have been very evolved, very enlightened people, you know, and have these gifts, and we just have to activate them and access them and you know, stay in service to others, and we can turn this planet around.
Yeah, and I'm seeing that happening across the board with so many people. You know, much like me, when I went through this shift years ago, I basically just woke up one day and realized I couldn't go back to a more mainstream life. And I'm finding a lot of other people are doing that. Now, I just met a guy a few weeks ago who is a hedge fund manager. He makes $700,000 a year, and he had a spiritual awakening. He realizes he has some kind of extraordinary healing ability, and he's basically selling everything, downsizing his life, moving into a small place, and wants to pursue a more spiritually based life. And so, you know, that's just kind of ridiculous if you think about it from a more mainstream perspective, because who would do that when you have that okay. kind of a lifestyle, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm seeing this happening more and more often with people from all different backgrounds and walks of life, and I think it's a sign that as the Earth's vibration increases, everybody who's standing on Earth, is if they're going to continue being here, they're going to have to increase in vibration, and that's going to result in a lot of people over the next, you know, several years and couple of decades, increasingly more and more people waking up and just leaving behind normal society and creating a whole new life that's simpler and more heart-centered and more spiritually based. So, mm-hmm. you know, you're sort of a pioneer. I mean, I just came along the scene the last several years, so I'm still a baby in this. But, you know, you've been at this for a while, and so you were doing this when nobody even knew this was a thing to do. So, but I think into the future, we're going to see a lot more people. I mean, heck, even 10 years ago, there weren't a lot of people walking around who were talking about UFOs and extraterrestrials. It was still a fairly new thing. You know, whereas now there are conferences dedicated just to that. And you know, you have your place that you do things relating to that. I mean, there's just so much. I think when, you know, all the conversation about extraterrestrial contact, it's happening already, and not just in physical contact, but in people who are channeling extraterrestrial consciousnesses. I mean, we have so much knowledge now from channels who are speaking to extraterrestrials and bringing that knowledge forward than we had 10 years ago. So contact is happening in all different forms and all different shapes. It's not just a UFO landing on the White House lawn, and you know, and it's coming at us multidimensionally, not only through physical contact, but also through clairaudience, clairvoyance, all these kind of things. And I mean, even the collective that I work with, although I'm not very consciously aware of their presence, they're 13th dimensional, multidimensional consciousness, and they facilitate the work that I do. So, and they're the energy behind my whole life these days and everything that's taking place. So there's a very strong multidimensional collective influence that is part of the work that I'm doing as well. So it's, you know, it's happening everywhere and in many different forms.
Yeah, we've got, you know, I have a sponsor for this show, the WaterPure sponsor, and I haven't seen anything pop up here. So I was trying to get a word from our sponsor in here, but I guess we're going to have to do a couple on the next go around. But what do you have on next on your agenda? So you have any events that you want to cover? I know you're going to be here for the July 4th weekend. And do you have anything else coming up soon you want to, you know, we've only got just a few minutes left.
Yeah, well, we're going to be there next week, and then Michaela is coming back there again in August for the
Soltech.
Yeah, Soltech with Jimmy Church and whatnot, and I'll be there just hanging out for that as well. And then we have our kids retreat, our weekend in wizardry, which is here in Michigan. And that's going to be in August, and our expo is in September. And then in October, Michaela and I will be in California. So, you know, and then, of course, we have our monthly Conscious Youth event. So if anybody has kids who want to be part of that, it's basically free to attend. You can just sign up on our Facebook page and join the webcast and meet other kids around the world and, you know, learn and help them to develop their talents and meet other kids like that. So, I mean, those are some of the things we have going on. We have a lot of really huge things coming long term that that will be very exciting. But in the immediate, that's what we have.
So what's the best way to find out about these and in contact with you?
Well, everything is listed under my name. So if anybody just searches Ethan, E-T-H-A-N-N-F-O-X on Google or YouTube or whatever, and of course, we have that Awaken Empower TV show where I've had you on as a guest, and there's like several years worth of great interviews there as well on all these subjects. And you can, you know, if you just search my name, all of it will come up. But the expo is awakenempoweredexpo.com, and that's a 3-day event here in Detroit, and we have lots of very high vibrational topics and experiences there. And and then the weekendinwizardry.com is the kids retreat. And we're just about to launch the website for that this week coming up. So right now, if you go there, you'll just see the sign up page. But and then facebook.com/FOL Conscious Youth is our online kids program. And YouTube channel, just Awaken Empowered Expo. So, you know, lots of other things, but you can just generally get anywhere by just looking me up.
Great. Awesome. Yeah. Unfortunately, we're out of time right now, but I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, and we'll see you here at the conference Wednesday, and keep up the great work you're doing, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, James. Looking forward to it.
All right. It's James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network, signing off. Stay in the heart. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. That's all you need. And you just might have a visit. Good night.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with Pro Max Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.